Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
It is good to be in the house of God. Let us open our Bible and read Psalm 1, chapter 103, verses 1 to 22. Psalm chapter 103, verses 1 to 22. Bless the Lord, O my soul, that all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all my diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like us as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field. So he flourisheth, for the wind passeth over it, and get it gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his covenants, commandments to do them. The Lord had prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all place of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus who shed on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins to give us eternal life. Lord, we come to you today with gratitude for all your goodness, faithfulness, and loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for all trials that you delivered us out from all of them. Lord, we thank you for the discipline that we received from you for our sins, for the rebukes through your word, and for the suffering that you allowed us to pass through in our lives. We thank you for our salvation, for the miracles, wonders, and we thank you for your provision, for our jobs and incomes, for our food, the good health, the strength, answered prayers, for the healing, and for the pleasure that we gather once again today in your house to worship you and serve you. Lord, thank you for all the seen and unseen blessings that you bestow upon us in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God, renounce your anger, laziness, stubbornness, selfishness, envy, jealousy, non-willingness to serve, renounce your worldliness, your lies, and your greed. Lord, we confess our sins, renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood, as you said in your word. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests, for Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, as we lifted up into your hands our needs, we trust you, that you listen to us and will provide for us for all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that you will protect and provide for each and every family in the church of their needs. Lord, I pray that each and every family to unite daily in reading your word, in worship, in kneeling down, and in prayers. Lord, I pray for each and every family to be a good example to others around them in the society that they live in. Lord, enable them to evangelize and to reach other people around them and plant Bible studies. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family's members who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for each husband to lead his wife and children according to your will. Lord, we pray for each wife to be submissive and a good helper to her husband. Lord, we pray for parents to be united to implement discipline to their children, and that children would be obedient to their parents and obeying their instructions that come from the Word of God. Lord, we pray for the children to give them humble and teachable hearts and make them diligent to help in the household chores. Lord, we trust you as we discipline our children so that they will grow and be blessed by you. Lord, we pray that you will help each single parents in the church and provide their needs to lead their children in your ways. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and to evangelize to them that through you, they will come to know Christ. Commit yourself to bring your tithes and offerings and your first fruit to God. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters to be a good example to their colleagues and to evangelize them by words and by good deeds and attitudes that the salvation of Jesus will reach them. Lord, bless all those places of works for my brethren. I pray that they will receive their salaries on time and they will be honest to bring to you their tithes and their offerings and first fruits. Lord, I pray for those who are faithful in giving what is due for you, that you will increase their salaries and income in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. If you know any brother or sister in need, pray for him or pray for her. Lord, we pray for those who are sick to heal them, and provide jobs and income to those who are jobless, and to give wisdom and solutions to those who are in troubles. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to reach them out with your word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, we commit ourselves to continue to pray for them. Lord, humble them and reveal yourself to them. Lord, grant them repentance and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for you in the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, and Tanzania. Lord, we commit ourselves to pray for all those places that you allowed your church to expand to. Lord, we pray for the people that you will reveal yourselves to them in visions and dreams. Lord, we commit ourselves to be good examples to them by obeying the rules and the laws in those countries and be good citizens and to preach the gospel to them. Lord, prosper all those places so we too will prosper. Lord, we pray that you will give us favor in the eyes of those who are in the government, and you will provide for us all the logistic, the offices, and the documents that we need through the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Lord, prosper all those places, so we too, your church, to be prospered in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted in other places not yet been reached by the gospel. We pray, Lord, for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to give us more spiritual gifts, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gifts of faith, gifts of healing, evangelism, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, and the rest of the gifts and the talents that we need so that your church will operate with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations. We pray to bless the evangelism, the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchmen ministry, the publications, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, use all these ministries to bring new people to you. Lord, bring with us more laborers to serve you with us. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service today. Lord, anoint us and the items of our worship. Anoint our prayers. Anoint our songs. Lord, bring us into the most holy place and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you and praise you. Lord, heal people, set others free from their bandages and save them. Lord, anoint the message of today and the speaker and speak to us. Lord, let your word change us and transform us. Lord, anoint the recording of today's worship and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, and the members of the church, and to the reach the lost and new places and to new people. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord.
Praise God, good morning. Let's open our Bible. Let's open our Bible, the book of Hebrews. And let's read chapter 11, verse 1 to 3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Speak about faith. And we are surrounded with knowledge, science, medicine, biology, archaeology. But what he say here, he say, through faith we understand that the world, this world around us, were framed by the words of God. The words around us, different words that we may encounter and hear. All these are a frame of form created, fashion, function, and going on by the word of God. So here, back to the Bible. There's no other way. All the opinions that does not go with the scriptures, it is not the faith that God wants us to follow. Let's worship him. Let us thank him. Let us give him the praise and the glory and the honor, because all the words around us are framed by the word of God.
For all you have done, for all you're going to do, we give you thanks and we lift our hands to you. We give thanks, we give praise, for we know that all things work together for our good. We give thanks, we give praise, for by faith we know your grace see us through. For all those things that we don't understand, we come by faith and place them in your hands. We give thanks, we give praise. Things work together for our good. We give thanks. by faith, we know your grace to see us through. Even if we stumble, even if we fall, you will not forsake us, your King and Lord of all. Lord of all, we give thanks, we give praise, for we know that all things work together for our good. We give thanks, we give praise, for by faith we know your grace to see us through. For by faith we know your grace to see us through.
Hallelujah, praise God. Thank the Lord. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4 say, for whatsoever is born of God overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. By faith we overcome all trials and the worldly things. All that is created in the world is framed by the word of God. And through our faith on God, on his word and what he say, we can overcome. Devil, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. No power can hinder the work of God. I'm reaching for the prize. I'm giving everything.
I give my life for this. It's what I'm here for. Nothing will keep me from all that you have for me. You hold my head up high. I live for you. Greater is he that's living in me than he that is in the world. I can move the mountains. I can do all things through Christ. I know faith, standing and believing, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. I'm reaching for the prize, I'm giving everything, I give my life for this, it's what I live for. Nothing will keep me from all that you have for me. You hold my head up high. I live for you. Greater is he that's living in me than he that is in the world.
Hey.
I can move the mountains. I can do all things through Christ. I know faith, standing and believing, I can do all things through Christ. Strengthens me. Pray. I can move the mountain. I can do all things through Christ. I know faith, standing and believing, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Faith is to love God and to obey him. When speak about love, it's saying, it is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. God sent his son to cover our sins so that we can come by faith after we repent to God and love him and serve him and worship him.
You did not wait for me to draw near to you, but you clothe yourself with frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your
your voice calling me, and I'm forever grateful to you. I'm forever grateful to the cross. I'm forever grateful to near to you, but you clothe yourself with frail humanity.
Hallelujah.
You did not wait for me.
Thank you, Lord.
To cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me, and I'm forever grateful to you. I'm forever grateful to the cross. I'm forever grateful to you that you came to seek and save.
I love to worship you, my God.
I love to worship you, my Lord, and see your Spirit fall in power, your love unfolding gifts from heaven. I love to worship you, my God.
Hallelujah.
I love to worship you, my Lord.
Because you love us, oh God.
And feel your precious bread of heaven, your all-consuming love.
Holy Spirit, come.
Holy Spirit, come in power. Change my heart. I want to live for you, my God. Let your Spirit come in power, change my life, that I will live for you, my Lord, for us, Lord. So I yearn for you,
long to see you.
I lift my hands before my King and pray.
Hallelujah.
So I yearn for you, long to see you move. Oh, I lift my hands before my King and pray. Holy Spirit, come in power, change my heart. I want to live for you, my God. Let your Spirit come in power, change my life, that I may live for you, my Lord. Hold us, O Lord. Hold us, O Lord.
Yes, oh God, we fill us once again. We fill your church. We are empty, oh God. We are hungry and thirsty for your Spirit. Tell God, fill me, Lord. I am hungry I am in destitute. I need to refill me with the Holy Spirit. Oh God, oh Lord, I am longing for a filling from you, oh God, that in the day of Pentecost, oh Lord, to be refilled and overflowed, to go and preach your word and do your will and fight the good fight. Oh God, bless all the workers, all those who committed their lives to you, here and the rest of the congregations, and the families, and the members, and those who are fighting the good fight, standing firm even alone against all the work of devil. Sustain them, O God. Encourage them. Fight for them. Bless them, O God. Do miracles and wonders. O Lord, for the battle is yours and the victory is ours. We pray for plunders. We pray for victories. We pray for testimonies. We pray for new souls to come into your kingdom. Raise up more workers, ministers. Oh God, we pray, oh Lord, that you lead us, oh Lord, to heal the sick, to drive out demons, to heal the leprous, even to raise people from dead. We thank you, God. Be with us to the rest of our worship and service. Let your name be magnified and glorified. This is our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering, and first fruit unto God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 to 10, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall be burst with out and burst and shall burst out with new wine. Let us pray. Lord, we acknowledge you for all the things we had, it comes from you. And as we give and honor you in our lives to guide, to give what is due for you from our tithes, offering, and first fruit, let our burns be filled with plenty. Yes. For the accomplishment of your word. Lord, bless this money to help your people and meet the needs of your ministries. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramiz, our overseer, entitled Watchman Part 16. The watchman can see by faith what God had promised. The watchman can see by faith what God had promised. Let us read Genesis chapter 13 to see what Abram did as a good watchman. Genesis chapter 13, verses 1 to 18. Genesis chapter 13, verses 1 to 18, King James Version. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel, and to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai, and to the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdman of Abram's cattle and the herdman of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the parasite dwell then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Sore. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that you are a faithful God whose promises will never fail. Father in heaven, we thank you for the story of Abram and Lot, a picture of conflict and godly resolution. Father God, open our eyes to see in our hearts and our ears to hear. And as we listen to your message, may penetrate our whole being and apply it to our daily living. Lord, use this message to bring healing to our relationship and a desire to worship you more and live a life pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. God had blessed Abram, as we read here, Genesis chapter 13, verse 2. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. He blessed him with various material things. As you walk with God, the blessings of God shall come across your life and will add new things to you. Lot, who was sojourning along with Abram, was also blessed with various material things and got an increase, as we read here, Genesis chapter 13, verse 5. Genesis chapter 13, verse 5. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. Because of the blessings of God in their lives, there was a new condition that had appeared, as we read here. Genesis chapter 13, verse 6. Genesis chapter 13, verse 6. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. That was why not possible for both of them to dwell together. That can be normal, and they needed a bigger place to occupy, both of them, because the land that they were living was congested with their possessions. Because of such condition, Abram faced a struggle with his nephew Lot. When both of them herdsmen started to quarrel, Genesis chapter 13, verse 7. Genesis chapter 13, verse 7. And there was a strife between the herdman of Abram's cattle and the herdman of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelt then in the land. That strife was not a good thing that would happen between the shepherds of both of them. Especially there were other nations around them who would be watching that, and such will be not a good testimony to others about Abram and Lot. As faithful watchmen, we need to be a good testimony to others around us, especially to the non-believers, and avoid fighting or quarreling with one another. Instead, we should love another as Jesus instructed us, so others can see God through our lives. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have loved one to another. In facing that situation, Abram took the matter seriously and tackled it. In dealing with that situation, Abram, as good watchman, practiced faith in God and trusted him that he will receive the best from him. He took the initiative and did the good works that God would expect from him to do. He requested Lot, his nephew, to choose what he likes. Genesis chapter 13, verses 8 and 9. Genesis chapter 13, verses 8 and 9. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. For if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. Abram did the following good works in his speech with Lot. Number one, he went directly, meet him, and spoke with the person concerned, and opened the whole matter to him. In the same way, if there is a situation similar to such, then you need to do as Abram did. Go and speak the matter directly with the person concerned. Don't speak at his back and don't speak to others, but speak with the person concerned. Number two, he requested that there should be no strife between them and their men. Abram aimed that there shall be no fighting between them and their workers. He had a wholesome mind that there shall be no fight. In the same way, when such matter happens, we need to work out and prepare our minds for action and secure that there should be no fight, because fight will bring more losses on every side. Number three, Abram told Lot, for we be brethren. Even Abram was older in age, and Lot was his nephew, and Abram had took Lot with him when he departed from Haran, but now he humbled himself and called him a brother, equal to him, in order for the strife to be settled and not to increase. In the same way, we need to humble ourselves in such situations so that the strife will stop. And we need to overlook the grievances that others had done against us when the believers behaved with us as Lot to Abram. We still need to consider them as brothers by letting God to deal with them while we do our part to avoid and move away from any strife. Number four, Abram gave the option to Lot to choose. He told him that the land was in front of him to choose. Abraham was willing to face the reality that it was not possible to keep company to Lot. To keep company with Lot. So he gave the option and the command to Lot to separate himself from him, as he said unto him, Genesis chapter 13, verse 9. Genesis chapter 13, verse 9. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. He was aware that Lot would not be satisfied to stay with him. So he took the initiative to say that to him. Abraham was the one whom God promised to give him the land. And here he offered to Lot to choose what place he wanted to live so that they strive to end up. It was expected from Lot that he will turn it back to Abraham to let him choose first the place in the land to live, because Abraham was the owner, but Lot, even being the younger, failed to do that. Number five, Abraham practiced faith in God and trusted him that he will receive the best from God. He requested Lot, his nephew, to choose what he likes. So Lot chose what he liked, the well-watered place and land, as we read here. Genesis chapter 13, verse 10. Genesis chapter 13, verse 10. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well-watered everywhere. Before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord. And what was left was for Abram. Even the less favorable land was left to Abram, but that what was left was the best and was far better than what Lot chose, and put himself in trouble. Genesis chapter 13, verse 12. Genesis chapter 13, verse 12. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent toward Sodom. Abraham, as good watchman, was able to see by faith the good outcome of his choice. In the same way, as watchmen and watchwomen, we may face such struggles, and people would try to take the best and leave us with the worst. But by faith in God, we need to trust him, and by faith should see the bright future that he had for us. Abram, as man of faith, trusted God and was able to see and welcome the promise of God to him. Every time there is a struggle or competition between you and others, do not be tempted to focus on the common material things between you and others. God also can and will give you more and better things than of what was taken away from you. We know ultimately Lot had taken the wrong choice. Genesis chapter 13, verses 10, 11, and 13. Genesis chapter 13, verses 10, 11, and 13. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Sor. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Sodom, it looked like the garden of the Lord, but we know the destruction that was in it by the kind of the evil men who were in that place, as we read here, Genesis 13:13. Genesis 13:13. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. The material things that people are quarreling on them bring destructions. Therefore, act and do as Abram did. Forgive those who took advantage of you and behave with you as Lot behaved with Abram. Forgetting that Abram, who took him with him in his journey to follow God, and now after he was blessed, he started to quarrel with the person who was the instrument of God to receive the blessings of God. Abram, as man of faith, trusted God and was able to see and welcome the promise of God. The watchman or the watchwoman sees the movement of God, the Holy Spirit. The watchman and the watchwoman sees the favor and the provision in God's promise. God wants you to open your eyes and see in your mind and believe in your heart what God had promised to you. God said to Abraham, Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. God wants you to lift up your eyes from where you are and look and be able to achieve the following. Letter A, be able to see the magnitude of God's promise. Genesis chapter 13, verse 15. Genesis chapter 13, verse 15. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. The seed of Abraham is Christ, and every work we do in the name of Christ will prosper and endure forever. Letter B, be able to see the future blessings for your descendants. Genesis chapter 13, verse 16. Genesis chapter 13, verse 16. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Sometimes we quarrel about material things because we are worried about what will be left for our children, but rather obey God and he will secure the good future to your children. Letter C, take the step of faith to go forward and experience God's promise. Genesis chapter 13, verse 17. Genesis chapter 13, verse 17. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Do not allow pain and suffering and bad experiences with unfaithful people hinder you from moving forward to receive and achieve what God promised to you and to be unto the faithful people who are with you and who delight to remain and walk in the truth of God. Letter D, respond to Jesus' call, who said to us, Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. As watchmen and watchwomen, let us continue to do the good works of God by faith. It might be a painful experience for Abram to spend time and effort to build up Lot, and now he is showing unfaithfulness and willing to leave Abram. But the truth is this. If Lot remains, then he is a hindrance to Abram And the evidence of that is clear, that when he left, Abraham was able to see clearly God's promise. Lot was like a veil and a hindrance that was in front of the eyes of Abraham. The same thing for you. Certain people that you had worked and labored hard would be better for you, that they will leave you. Exactly, they are hindrances for you to see and receive God's promises. You might say that Abraham needed to start from the beginning again. Yes, that is true. And you might be facing the same situation, that if you permit what you previously labored and worked hard to move away from you, you might experience losses and you might need to start from the beginning once again. You might experience losses, but these are temporarily things. And you might start a new small start, but do not forget that with such decision of yours to let those people who hurt you move away, the Lord had already placed you in the new way to receive his blessing and his promises that will enable you to do the good works of God. The watchman should and can see good end from a humble start. These are examples in the Bible that they started from zero after they faced rejection. Among them was Joseph. He started from zero when his brothers sold him. He again started from zero when he was put in prison for the cause of that woman who falsely accused him. Jesus, when he came on earth, he also started from zero and started to preach the good news and make new disciples. Both examples, you can see that their humble start was rewarded, and so prosperous their course became. Job chapter 8, verse 7. Job chapter 8, verse 7. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. You too will experience the same as you trust God and be willing to forgive, fixing your eyes on him and be willing to move on the new experience that the Lord had prepared for you to do the good works of God, experiencing your faith with deeds. As watchman and watchwoman, be encouraged with these examples from the Bible to let you see the bright future of your as God had prepared it for you. My dear and beloved, as faithful watchmen and watchwomen, let us now come to God, renew your mind, and be willing to do the same kinds of work that Abraham did. Be willing to forgive those who hurt you and let it go. Be willing to offer peace and avoid strife. Be willing to part away company. Be willing to start the new start, trusting God that he will prosper you. Be willing to fix your eyes on him, that he already removed the hindrances in front of you and had opened to you new doors to go on and serve him with abundant resources and with more blessings. Amen. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, died on the cross for my sins, who was buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that brings hope once again in my heart and enable me to see your promises to me. Thank you for teaching me new things in my life and enable me to see better your blessings and the new doors and the new good opportunities that you had set before me. Confess, and renounce all your sins. Renounce greed, selfishness, ungratefulness, worldliness, and unwillingness to suffer and go through the narrow way. Renounce anger, fighting, unforgiveness, and unwillingness to follow the plan of God. Repent of your lack of faith and lack of trust in God. Repent of your unwillingness to commit yourself to do the good works that God had prepared for you to do. Lord, I repent and renounce the following sins. Lord, I take this step of faith and will start to move and acquire what you had prepared for me. Lord, give me the patience, the perseverance, and the strength to do that. This all I ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
I long to worship you, my God. I long to worship you, my Lord, and see your Spirit fall in power, your love unfolding gifts from heaven. I love to worship you, my God. I love to worship you, my Lord, and feel your precious bread of heaven, your all-consuming love. Holy Spirit, come in power, change my heart. I want to live for you, my God. Let your Spirit come in power, change my life, that I may live for you, my Lord. Fallen as a so I yearn for you, long to see you move. Oh, I lift my hands before my King and pray. So I yearn for you, long to see you move. Oh, I lift my hands before my King and pray. Holy Spirit, come in power, change my heart. I want to live for you, my God. Let your Spirit come in power, change my life, that I may live for you, my Lord. Fallen
us, O Lord. Fallen us, O Lord. Lord, I bring into your hand the following struggle. Lord, give me as you give Abram the wisdom and the humility to handle the crisis he had with Lot. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented and had committed their lives to serve you and to do the very things that we had studied in this message. Lord, guide them in the whole truth and lead them to your will. Lord, protect them and provide all their needs and sustain them in the narrow way to persevere until they will harvest your promises. Lord, help us as a church and guide us to apply the teaching that we had learned from you in this message. Lord, we are willing to forgive the following people and willing to humble ourselves and give them the choices to choose so the strife will be ended and we will be moving forward into the direction that you want us to go and to have the new start as you are leading us to. Lord, lead us to go on and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey.
I'm reaching for the prize, I'm giving everything. I give my life for this, is what I live for. Nothing will keep me from all that you have for me. You hold my head up high, I live for you. Greater is he that's living in me than he that is in the I can move the mountains. I can do all things through Christ. I know faith, standing and believing. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.